All Takes the Form of a Mortal Girl by Andrea Lawler. Read for you by Danny Martinek. Like a shark, Paul had to keep moving. He slept only when necessary. He had business with the world, codes to crack, so many questions. Tonight, for example, Paul needed to know what fucking was like for girls. Snow piled up outside the house on North Gilbert Street, piled up on the porch, covering everyone's bicycles. The insolent fake spring of the last week was missing, presumed dead. Little pink buds glittered in their ice caskets. Paul paced the second-floor apartment in various states of unsatisfying undress. He supposed his roommate, Christopher, might, against all odds, have one nice article of clothing squirreled away. But there was Christopher, clad in a collarless linen shirt, meditating sanctimoniously on his bed. Silence equals death, thought Paul, as he repaired to his own room to dress. Paul cast about for ways to look more bad. He did have those black vinyl pants, stolen from trash in vaudeville back in New York, but he'd worn them out and about here 5 times already, enough to wear off the charge. He wanted to telegraph the word fetish far and wide, from Coralville to Cedar Rapids all the way to the Quad Cities. He'd spent the afternoon searching the Mennonite thrift shop for uniforms or glitter-stitched girls' shirts. He liked to elicit swears from the frat boys. He enjoyed his various reputations. Freak, party boy, bisexual, New Yorker, and liked to keep them fresh. But his badness was incidental, really. He'd seen a flyer at Gabe's Oasis announcing bands on Tuesday night. A local girl band was opening, then a dyke band from Seattle. But who would go with him to see a dyke punk band they didn't know on a Tuesday night in the middle of the Iowa winter? Christopher just laughed. Paul began calling around to his so-called friends.
No.
Paul required a partner for his mission, a girl who admired and offset him, who bolstered his girlishness. Even rock chicks went to bars in pairs. He tapped Jane's number into the kitchen phone. Come on, he said. It'll be fun. They're from Seattle. He drew the word out exotically.
I don't think so, said Jane, who was studying for her comps. I have to read this book on the gays.
This will be exactly like studying, said Paul.
I'm actually busy, Paul, Jane said.
Please, he said. I need you.
I can't, she said.
Your loss, Paul said. He preferred to go alone. He rooted around in his blue footlocker and found the vinyl pants. Christopher, he called out. You really should come. Everyone's going. Christopher called back something about a working group. He appeared in Paul's doorway. Remember the emergency meeting? Just come after, Paul said. Perhaps you want to borrow this? Christopher leaned into the room with a sparkly pink tank top dangling off his ostentatiously limp wrist. When he spoke, his beard moved, mesmerizing Paul. I wore it at Short Mountain to great effect.
Ooh, yeah, said Paul. Gimme.
Greedy. Christopher dropped the shirt at Paul's feet. I want it back. Paul bent to fetch. For a second, he wished he too had a beard to offset the sequins. He loved that look.